This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Colorado economists say they are seeing conflicting signals about the state's economic future. CPR Sarah Mulholland reports on new business data from the Secretary of State and the University of Colorado.
The number of new companies filing to do business in Colorado jumped in the third quarter, a sign the state's entrepreneurs are feeling confident. But the number of companies going out of business jumped too. Executive Director of CU's Lead School of Business, Brian Lewandowski, says the contradiction shows how hard economic forecasting is right now.
This is still a question mark about the current environment that we're in and how businesses will sort of thrive over the next year.
Lewandowski expects Colorado will add jobs through the fourth quarter of this year. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Most of the 21 Colorado school districts that asked for money on the ballot this year got it, but CPR's Jenny Brundine explains there were some losses.
Many districts passed ballot measures for teachers' raises, building upgrades, and security improvements. The 27J district, northeast of Denver, passed a property tax increase on the eighth try. Superintendent Chris Fidler says it finally passed for many reasons, but one was that Commerce City had passed a tax cut to offset most of the school tax increase.
I've never seen that done. Just was shocked and grateful.
The biggest loss was in Douglas County, where voters rejected a measure to raise teacher salaries and a bond to build new schools in fast-growing areas. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Colorado is seeing rising numbers of COVID patients in the hospital. The latest count is close to 400, the highest in about 9 months. Only about 20% of Coloradans have had the vaccine that targets the Omicron coronavirus variant. A group of drivers for Uber and Lyft say they'll turn off the app and go on strike tomorrow to protest what they say are unfair wages and other policies. A leader of Colorado Independent Drivers United expects several hundred gig drivers to participate. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.